Hi everyone, I'm Gary Nall. Nice to have you with us today. We have an interesting program, lots of different topics, but we always begin with the latest on health and healing. And a brand new study out on resveratrol, that's where you get your polyphenols from grapes. Well, it was done at Washington State University, and it found that it can help turn white fat into healthier brown-like fat. And that's good because that can help you if you're overweight or obese or have diabetes. In fact, it reduced weight gain by about 40% compared with control mice fed the high-fat diet only. This other diet, same diet except resveratrol. A professor at the university and co-workers demonstrated that mice fed a diet containing 0.1% resveratrol was able to change their excess white fat into the active energy-burning brown fat. And then they showed how that was done, an enzyme called AMPX, which regulates the body's energy metabolism, stimulates this transition of white fat into brown-like fat. And that helps you lose weight, and this was published in the International Journal of Obesity. So just one more way that we can help ourselves lose weight. From the National Institutes of Health comes another study about high intake of antioxidant vitamins predicts a lower risk of respiratory illness and death. They looked, and this was published in Respiratory Research, the journal, and it concluded that having lower serum levels of vitamin C, vitamin E, was associated with a greater risk of suffering from respiratory diseases, and that a lower vitamin A, C, and D were associated with an increased risk of dying from respiratory diseases. Now, we have a lot of people in this country suffering from this particular type of lung and conditions, and a lot of them die. And this study was with 16,000 men and women who participated in the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey 3, and 17,000 adults who are continuous participants who had information available concerning at least one serum antioxidant level vitamins. So 42% of the people said, yeah, we use vitamins. So here's what they found in just lay language. The lower the vitamin C levels were associated with a greater risk of wheezing, and among smokers, lower levels of alpha tocopherol, a form of vitamin E, was associated with an increased risk of emphysema and chronic bronchitis. A higher death rate was associated with lower amounts of vitamin D and vitamin C. So it's real simple. Make sure you're consuming the foods or beverages, the fresh-made juices, not the artificial juices, when taking your supplements and getting plenty of sunlight. That will help you live a longer life and have less stress upon your breathing. Last week, we talked about chocolate and how it can help the heart. Dark chocolate, not loaded with sugar or dairy, but a healthy chocolate and a small piece, like just one little of those little break-off pieces. And that's good for your heart, and especially if you have AFib or irregular heartbeat. But now there's a new study from Northern Arizona University, and it's published in the journal Neuroregulation, and it examined the acute effects of chocolate on attentional characteristics of the brain in the first ever study of chocolate consumption performed using electroencephalograph, or EEG, technology, taking images of the brain while it's performing a cognitive task and measuring the brain activity. And what they found was that eating dark chocolate helps beat the midday slump. Now, people who are on a standard American diet are having refined carbohydrates and saturated fats and too much protein and a ton of sugar throughout the day. So their blood sugar tends to go up and down, and with that, their mood can go up and down, and their body biochemistry can go up and down. None of that is healthy. You want a stable blood sugar, and that's why when you're on a healthy plant-based diet, a healthy vegan diet, you're eating nuts and seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, chia seeds, and hemp seeds, And all of these help stabilize your blood sugar. Beans, legumes, lentils, pulses, they also help stabilize blood sugar. And complex carbohydrates, those that have not been refined, also do the same. And one of the best, of course, are your nuts. You eat a handful of nuts, that can really stabilize your blood sugar. But when you start eating foods that digest very quickly, you're going to spike that blood sugar. It has a high glycemic impact. So they found that just in the afternoon, when you're starting to feel like you need something to give you some energy, a piece of chocolate will do it. And that's what they found. And it can also impact your blood pressure. And that's good also. Because when they measured the EEG levels and blood pressure effects on consuming a 6% cacao, I suggest 70% compared with 5 controlled conditions that didn't have the chocolate. The results of the participants who consumed the 60% cacao chocolate showed that the brain was more alert and attentive after consumption. Their blood pressure also increased slightly for a short time. But the most interesting result came from one of the control conditions, a 60% cacao chocolate, which included L-theanine, an amino acid found in green tea that acts as a relaxant. And this combination hasn't been introduced to the market yet, so you won't find it on, you know, any of the aisles. But it's of interest, and L-theanine, T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E, is a really fascinating nutrient because it lowers blood pressure. Yes, it's a calming agent and produces what we call alpha waves in the brain that bring you down so that you're not at an anxious level. It can help really de-stress you. And so chocolate without the theanine spikes it a little bit, but with the theanine, and you can just take theanine by itself or have a cup of decaffeinated green tea with the theanine already in it, and that'll lower blood pressure. So that's good. Also, from Tufts University, a study published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology shows that only 7% of adults, that's 7%, have good cardiometabolic health. Wow. So when less than 7% of the U.S. adult population has good cardiometabolic health, a devastating health crisis requiring urgent action is important. Now, have you heard me mention before on multiple occasions that the latest study shows that only 7% of Americans pay attention to their health in all aspects? Now, some people may do some exercise but have a terrible diet. Some people may have a good diet but be highly stressed in a toxic situation, or some combination, or some people just have everything wrong. But only 7% have it right. Well, this is correlating with that. And this is a major study. So if you wonder why so many people have heart attacks and strokes, and also are overweight and obese and diabetic, and have joint pain and inflammation, it's because they're not paying attention to what they're doing. They're doing things for whatever reason they choose to do them, but there's a consequence. And this is simply showing that, quote, they found that only 6.8% of U.S. adults had optimal levels of all 5 components of what constitutes a healthy intake. So just saying, the science is there. 93% of all Americans are not healthy, and because they're choosing everything wrong. And then also a journal, Prevent Disease, they showed that generations were raised to believe processed fruit juice was health food when it actually was junk food. Well, according to Prevent Disease, and some of you who are baby boomers, you will remember a time when fruit juices were marketed as the ultimate health drink, a glass of sunshine packed with vitamins and energy. However, one of the great scams of the industrial cartel is the so-called fresh juices sold in supermarkets. Many of these fresh juices have been stored for a year, so how fresh are they? The idea goes back to the 1920s when American nutritionist Elmer McCollum blamed a condition called acidosis, an excess of acid in the blood, on diets rich in bread and meat. His solution was lots of lettuce and, paradoxically, citrus fruits. At the time, orange juice was not hugely popular, but juice got an even bigger boost thanks to World War II when the U.S. government wanted a new way to get a product rich in vitamin C to troops overseas. In 1947, just in time for the post-war consumer boom, scientists invented a way to remove water from juice and freeze the concentrate into palatable products. The blocks of this concentrate could be sold to the new fringe-owning U.S. consumer or stored by manufacturers for months at a time. Turns out there's a lot more to making juice than simply squeezing some citrus. As part of the mass production process, big-name brands like Tropicana, Minute Maid, and Simply Orange and Florida's Natural add artificial flavoring in order to make sure your juice tastes consistent, at least some do, and then they pasteurize it. And pasteurize, not from concentrate orange juice, takes up a lot of storage space. In order to keep it from spoiling without adding chemical preservatives, the companies stripped out the oxygen part of the juice. Another surprise, during production, the deaerated juice often sit in million-gallon tanks for as long as a year before it hits the supermarket shelves. The process strips the juice of flavor, which has to be added afterwards. Findings of a Consumer's Reports investigation about arsenic and lead levels in apple juice and grape juice had prompted the organization to call for government standards to limit consumers' exposure to these toxins. So what is the answer? It's relatively simple. Go to the store or farmer's market and buy fresh organic produce and juice it yourself. Take it home and juice it. That's the best way of getting it. From the Institute of Biomedical Investigations in Spain, an article published in the current Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine, the Mediterranean diet plus olive oil or nuts improves cognitive function. That's correct. According to the study, supplementing the plant-based Mediterranean diet, yes, they do have fish and dairy in there, but we're talking about principally plant-based, with extra rich virgin olive oil or mixed nuts was associated with improved cognitive function, especially in older adults. This was in Spain. Previous research showed that a Mediterranean diet can relate to better cognitive function and a lower risk of dementia. This just adds into that wonderful group of randomized trials that are out there. Once again, a Mediterranean or plant-based diet is great for you, but add in the olive oil and raw nuts. That's the latest on health and healing. We're going to take a break. Got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please stay with us.